8 on WTMJ. November is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month. It's a time dedicated to raising awareness about lung cancer, its risks, and the importance of early detection and research. We have Jeff Blair from North Prairie in Waukesha County. He's a survivor and got better after going to City of Hope Hospital. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Julia.
Thank you.
It's an honor and a pleasure.
Awesome. When did you notice that you had lung cancer?
It took a while for me. I was stage four. I noticed I'm a truck driver for all my career, 40 years plus. And I noticed I was real tired. I couldn't stay awake, for one thing, and that's pretty important for a driver, you know. And I also noticed that I physically couldn't do the things I needed to do, climbing in and out of my truck, for one. Just simple things were getting really hard, you know, so that's how it started.
Jeff, when you got the news that it was stage four, I'm sure your reaction was, oh, my gosh, because stage four is one of the later stages of any sort of cancer. So when you got the news, what was your reaction? And did you automatically go into, okay, how can I beat this?
Okay, so my wife and I were called into the first hospital, and I won't mention the name. God bless them. It's not a specialty hospital. They treat everything. And they called us in, and they said, Jeff, you know, there's no easy way to say it, but you have stage four lung cancer. There's not much we can do for you except keep you comfortable. And it was pretty emotional, you know. And so my wife called City of Hope, and the first thing I did was quit drinking and smoking. I've done that all my life. I call that, I had to kick the behavioral cancer. I dubbed that, so. And, you know, I don't have any special things. I pray to my higher power, and I'm a very fortunate man, you know.
That's good. You said in your video, every day is a blessing, and you don't take life for granted. Has this entire situation changed your outlook on life?
It absolutely has, Julia. It's an eye-opener. I mean, God woke me up. It's, you know, there's so many things to appreciate if you can see them and if it's with clarity. You know, I was drinking so much that, you know, that they call it functional alcoholism, but, you know, you're not really functional. You're not really there, you know, even when you're sober. So my advice to people is to try to, the things that you're doing that are bad for you, quit doing them. And, you know, so, yeah, you're right. I'm blessed. I'm very thankful on this Thanksgiving.
And Jeff, what have you done since you've been able to beat lung cancer? And like, how has your lifestyle changed since this?
I don't smoke. I will be sober 2 years as of January 28th of this 26th. And I'm working full time again, trucking again. And I really appreciate it. I was sick of trucking, but it wasn't really the trucking. It was my lifestyle. And I appreciate my wife so much more, and she definitely appreciates me more. So all those things open up, things blossom for you, you know?
That's fantastic. And at City of Hope Hospital, did they do anything different with your treatment for you to beat this?
Dr. Pisek is the chief oncologist, and he was my doctor, thank the Lord. And he's amazing, and he's funny, too, you know? He keeps it light with you. He tells you what you need to know, and if you want to know more, you can ask, but he's just awesome, and they will give you all the support you need. I mean, they have programs for everything, every aspect of your journey, and they're fabulous. And before I forget, I want to shout out to Michelle Fiore. She's an angel, you know. She's genuine, and I appreciate her, too.
Awesome. And Jeff Blair from North Prairie, I really appreciate your time. November, again, is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Jeff, thank you for sharing your story.
Thanks, Julia. Y'all have a good one. Go Pack, go.
Thank you.